This is C.M. Atkinson, your host on Give Me 5 Minutes. I'd like for you to call someone else, call a friend, a neighbor, call someone you love. Tell them that the 5 Minute program is on the air. You'll be glad you did. They'll be glad you did. Listen here, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. We're going into our lesson now. Scoot up your chair and lean in. In Genesis chapter 2, in verse 7, the Bible tells us that the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. After God had turned the form of a man into a living soul, it's easy for me to imagine him sitting up and looking around as if to say, I am just so glad to be here. I can also imagine the joy and the happiness of the triune Godhead as Adam began to talk as one of them. The breath of God had made him a kindred spirit, made him family, the Son of God, capable of communion with God. I think they said, let us never lose him. Let us keep him forever. Yet, there was a possibility, if given a chance, that he would choose the wrong. God did not want love by compulsion. God wanted love by choice. In the wise counsel of God, it was decided that the Word would stand appropriated as a sacrifice to pay for any of man's sins. Therefore, Jesus stood as the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He was appropriated until he became the propitiation. Because of sin in the Garden of Eden, the appropriated Lamb had to come to earth. There was a time between the Garden of Eden and the Garden of Gethsemane. During the interim between the Garden of Eden and the Garden of Gethsemane, there was a perfect picture of man's bankruptcy in the personal life of a man called Job. Job was a man who had everything, a beautiful wife, 10 children, many flocks, large barns in which to store his stuff. When the losses started, it was not long until all was gone. His children, his wealth. What tragedy could be worse than this? Yet there was more to come. Job became critically ill. His body wasted away until he was offensive to be near and repulsive to look upon. He had no hope of replacing his holdings or to make a comeback. What a picture of the world's chaos. We have lost all things beautiful, and death is upon every person, and we, like Job, are not able to pull ourselves up, to turn ashes into beauty. But God had a plan. God the Word was to be personified. John 1 and 14 tells us, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Isn't that good news? Jesus arrived at night. And oh, what a night it was. That night, a baby was born of the Virgin Mary and wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. When he whimpered as an infant, it was the voice of him who had spoken in tones of thunder in creation. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.